And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on conversations happening on the Tell Me More blog and get a chance to hear from you. Lee Hill, our web producer, is back. He joins me here in the studio. Hey, Lee, why don't you tell people what you've been up to?
Hey, Michelle. Well, let me just say it is good to be back, and there is no place like home.
Just what we want to hear.
Well, just an update for those of you who might have been wondering where I've been camping out. The past 2 months, I was not on vacation, for the record. I was engrossed in multimedia training. A group of us within the NPR News Division were away thinking big about NPR's future in multimedia storytelling. What I will say is that we have some exciting new elements coming to our website, so be on the lookout.
Okay.
But Michelle, I guess there's no better way to be welcomed back than with a bit of constructive tension, shall I say, from our listeners. Now, if you happen to catch last week's barbershop conversation, I was tempted to say episode, the comment by Jimmy Israel about Hillary Clinton is raising a few eyebrows.
You can't have it both ways. You can't want to fight like a girl and cry and whine at some point. Then, like, you'll go ahead and get the bat with the nail in and start swinging the next minute. I mean, you really have to, you got to be every woman. You know what I'm saying? You just have to take that hit.
Well, Linda had to let us know that she wasn't feeling it. She writes of that broadcast, listening to the barbershop guys today was agony. I didn't know whether to cry or scream. They can't even see how sexist they are. And she continues writing, I'm a white woman and I'm frankly surprised by how strongly I feel about the Clinton campaign. I'm not a huge supporter, but I've been flabbergasted by the level of hateful, sexist coverage the campaign has been subjected to.
No, thank you, Linda. In fairness to the barbershop guys, we also received this comment from Kevin in the Detroit area.
I'm a 22-year-old college grad whose job entails a lot of time in the car. Let me tell you, the barbershop guys seem to have more clarity with what's going on in the world than most would ever suspect. It's so refreshing to have people hash out political issues in politically incorrect language. They echoed the feelings I've had about Hillary Clinton during this campaign quite pointedly.
We should also point out that Jimmy Israel took to the TMM blog to respond to listeners' criticism of his comments. And to see for yourself, go to our website.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
Good to have you back.
Good to be here.
Remember to tell us more about what you think and to learn more about what Lee's been up to. You can go to our website at npr.org/tellmemore and blog it out.